The if you've got a wagon that needs, let me see, two horses, then you would have, what would you hitch them to?
I'd hitch them to the double trip. I'd hitch them to the wagon to pull.
Okay. If you had just one horse, it would be a, if your wagon only needed one horse, then you'd hitch him to the...
He'd have to have shafts with a single, with a tree, single tree back there.
Okay.
You're hitching up one.
Okay. If a man was, well, when you said you moved in your, moved here with the steer,
mm-hmm.
ox cart, ox wagon, would you say you were, when you load up all the furniture and move, would you say you're hauling furniture or carting furniture or what?
Well, if I was moving, I'd be a moving furniture.
Well, would you say hauling it, or would you call it, if a man's hauling wood, would he be?
Hauling wood.
Okay. Yeah. Talking about dragging, you might say, well, yesterday we hitched a chain to that stump and what, out of the field?
Drug it out.
Okay. What about plowing? Before you can plant, you have to go out and do what?
You got to break it. Break your land.
All right. What do you use to break it with?
Turning plow.
A turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do to it?
Well, you hard.
Okay.
Hard off and then level it up and then lay it off and plant it.
Okay. Good enough.
That'd make a full thing.
Okay. On a wagon, going back to wagons for a minute, you've got, say, your two back wheels, and of course you've got two back wheels, and then they're connected by something under the wagon.
Let's see, a wagon.
You know, if you...
Coupling pole, hounds.
Okay.
Because hounds and coupling pole works in there, you know, and that, you got to have them coupled together.
Okay. What do they turn on?
Spindles.
Okay, you ever call it an axle or anything like that?
Oh, of course, it's a wagon. It's an axle, okay. Yeah.
You know, I had lived around wagons all my life, and I just found out about 3 weeks ago, I had never noticed that the back wheel on a wagon has more spokes than the front wheel does.
Well, it's larger. It means it's, they always build them a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. And it had more spokes, I guess, so they could carry more weight or something.
Uh-huh.
If you've got something you're going to saw wood with, you're going to saw some wood, you might put it on something kind of like that, that sawing logs for a fireplace, and you'd call that a what?
Crosscut saw.
Okay. Would you ever use the term, what would you put the logs on to cut them?
Jack.
Okay.
I had them at the house, not
what, just call a saw jack?
No, put them on a jack to saw them.
Okay. Is there any difference between, say, a saw horse and a jack?
Well, I reckon it could be two names for them.
Okay.
I never know the difference.
Okay. If stuff that grows up along a fence row or something, you know, and it's little bushes and weeds and stuff, you just call that in general what?
Well, if it's grass or weeds or bushes or sprouts.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the term brush or?
Yeah.
You say I have to clear away some of that.
Brush away from the fence.
Okay. What about a thing that they used to sharpen razors on?
A hold.
Okay, or a long leather strap.
That's a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. Used to use those to smack people with.
I got one of them now. Older.
What do you put in a rifle or something to shoot?
Bullet.
Okay, or you ever hear it called a cartridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
They call them cartridges.